hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find.
All right, let's skip the bumper stuff and get back to the meat. Patrick, go ahead.
Okay, just a quick aside. I'm just watching Newsnight behind me on BBC Two here, and Hillary Clinton is crying. She doesn't want to see the country falling backwards. What she's saying is she doesn't want to lose her campaign. But anyway, and the BBC have turned themselves inside out to cheerleader, and James Rubin is on there at the moment doing the same. But anyway, I'll come back to what I was saying to you, John. You need the James Carvilles of this world. Now, he's a piece of work, there's no doubt. And the campaign has to be run with an iron fist. And the only thing missing for Ron Paul is good quality soundbite speeches. I'll end on that point, and you're the man to do it.
All right, Patrick, I got the message.
God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Oh, gosh. I can see it coming. Oh, please. Not another hat I've got to wear. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Yeah, I missed this Friday, but Ron Paul was on Bill Moyer's Journal.
I watched it, and so was Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah. It was a pretty good show. If anybody wants to watch it, just Google Bill Moyer's Journal, and you can watch it online for free.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate your call, Don. Yeah, I did see that in a more relaxed setting. Ron was not all the way relaxed, but he did a much better job because Bill Moyer's is kind of a personable kind of guy, very low-key. His questions weren't frivolous. They weren't politically loaded, and even though that Paul was tired, he did a pretty good job on the Bill Moyer show. But I'll tell you what, even having said that, if he had a coach, and I'm not suggesting that people stick a hand up Ron Paul's backside and they run Ron Paul, because nobody runs Ron Paul. Just ask anybody in Washington, D.C. But he needs some help in his responses, because the guy's got a lot of information, but it just seems to be missing just about a half a step and getting that information out. It's important every second, every minute that he has FaceTime, he needs to be doing this. Let's go back to the phones. Paris in Illinois. Hello, Paris.
Hello?
Yes.
I think Ron Paul, the information is excellent. He just needs to organize his information in a way that people can understand it. And message spreads, and the problem now is that we have to, I don't know how the money's going to come. What do you think about the money situation? We need to elect him, man. It's the only hope for this country. People don't realize that at all. People just go with the daily routine. But it's the hope for America.
Well, and I know that, and you know that. The only problem is that we have got to get other people. We've got to get other people aware of this guy, and we've got to refine that message for the amount of time that he either has to buy political ads or get the free time.
So, what do you think about the money? Do you know of any ways how do you think the money is going to be coming in and stuff like that? Like, are there any people who can put some money in this?
I've been talking to the money people. I have been talking to the people that are willing to dump millions of dollars into this guy's campaign. But the problem is they're looking at this and they see, and please don't misunderstand me, and you bloggers out there, don't twist this ad nauseum. Kent Snyder is a great guy. But Kent Snyder came in at the beginning of this Ron Paul campaign, and the sheer volume and enormity of this has outstripped his capability. He's a good guy. He needs to be on the Ron Paul campaign, that's for sure. But I'm telling you what, there's money out there, large sums of money, Paris, that they are willing to put into this. But they don't even know where the money would go, how it would be spent, how effective their dollars that they would spend. They're not going to throw good money away. In other words, is the bottom line. But here's the deal. I know somebody that's got Ron Paul's wife's cell phone number, but will not give it to me. I need to talk to these people right away.
Yeah, and I think we have to pray and just, you know, it's like so bad. We can't have the old politicians anymore.
I understand. Paris, thanks for your call. We got your point. Bruce, I'll take your call, and then Michael Collins Piper.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, we got that out of the way. Bruce in Ottawa. Hello, Bruce. You're on. Well, he's not on. Okay, he's gone. All right, he must have heard me. I've got with me this afternoon author of the new book, The Golem, by Michael Collins Piper. Good afternoon, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm do I have to think about that before I answer?
No, just say, yeah, the quick answer on that one is real good.
Hey, I'm fine, Mikey. How are you?
you know what, John? I figure I made it through. It is the new year, so I have lived at least into another year. I am safe and sound here in Washington D.C., which is a remarkable thing to be able to say. So I guess the answer to that is good.
Well, I'm surprised you weren't arrested by Homeland Security, seeing as how you're in Washington, D.C. I've visited your offices up there. And you went over to Iraq, and you visited Mr. Ahmadinejad, didn't
you?
Well,
actually, you mean Iran.
Oh, I'm sorry, Iran.
although I'll tell you, I've often written about visiting Iraq when I really meant visiting Iran, so your error is forgiven. Yeah. No, actually, you know, it's kind of funny. I had actually met Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, in New York City sometime before I actually went to Iran. In fact, when I went to Iran, I didn't bother trying to meet with him again because there were so many hundreds of people clamoring to shake his hand and to meet him, I figured I've already met him, so I'm not going to stand in the way of somebody else who hasn't met him. And I let his other fans, I guess, or I let his fans get to him first, and I just kind of stood off and watched someone who is a real celebrity. And, I tell you, I have to say this, John, about Ahmadinejad. You know, I'm a relatively short guy. When I walk into a room, most people are, you know, I'm not real short, but I'm not real, real short anyway. But you know, I walk into a room, and most people are a little taller than I am. Well, Mr. Ahmadinejad is considerably shorter than I am. But I want to tell you something. When this man walks into a room, he fills it up with his personality. You get the impression that you're dealing with a very deeply intelligent, deeply spiritual man, an old soul, if you will. He's really, really quite an interesting guy, and he, you know, he is one of these polarizing figures that, you know, they'll just tell so many lies about him and misinterpret so many things that he said.
Oh, sure.
That you know, he's going to become an almost mythological figure, which he is even at this time. But he's actually a very charming, very down-to-earth human being. And, you know, chances are the same thing could be said about George W. Bush if you met him. But I don't get that same impression from, unfortunately, I would preface it by saying, I don't get that same impression about my own American president. But be that as it may, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I'd ask you earlier. I talked to you a few minutes before the broadcast today. And by the way, how did the interview with Harry Groth, John, go?
Yes, I just did an interview with one of our local affiliates for RBN, and it I just sent Harry an email. You know, it was a 45-minute interview, and you know, he asked a lot of good questions. It really we covered a lot in 45 minutes, I must say.
Harry is nobody's fool.
He knew the questions to ask. He knew the buttons to push, and he pushed them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and I had spoken to you prior to the program today, and I think Hesham Talawi had this, but a couple of weeks ago, I'd heard the story that we are going to align our nuclear forces with Israel's nuclear forces.
Yeah, this is okay. Now, this is again off the top of my head. I unfortunately didn't have a time to check this out. But as I recall, on one of Hashem's programs, he and Mark Glenn were talking about this. There is, and again, this is off the top of my head, but there is a Congressman Kirk, and I believe he's from Illinois, and he's a Republican. He has introduced or was planning to introduce legislation of some sort which would basically declare that the United States military defense system was as one with that of Israel. Something, you know, as I say, I'm kind of going back from memory from maybe 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago. But I know Mark Glenn has a record for detail and for accuracy. I don't think Mark would have thrown that out, you know, and when I heard it, I made myself a mental note to check it out at the time because it's certainly relevant to what I've been writing about for 27 years and more so now with writing about this question of Israel's nuclear arsenal and how it affects U.S. foreign policy, how it has such a major impact on U.S. foreign policy. But, you know, John, what's interesting to remind people is that even though this proposal has been put forth, there have been different incidents over the years, time and again, where United States security has been merged with that of Israel, you know, in various ways at various times that has never been done with any other country. I mean, even, you know, in the Golem and in American Free Press, I've written about this. Right now, there are American nuclear installations here on American soil that are guarded. This sounds impossible. This sounds like some, you know, they are guarded by Israeli-owned security companies. In other words, our nuclear defense system, our nuclear plants, our nuclear facilities here on our own soil are being guarded by companies owned by a foreign government. That's pretty scary, John. Whether it's, you know, and whether it's the government of Israel or whether it's the government of Iceland or Indonesia.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, but this is the problem. And
well,
this is what I focus on in the Golem, and which I have focused on in all of my writing, and in what I talk about here on this network and anywhere I talk about it. The fact is that we find so much favoritism, we find so much bullying, we find so many double standards, and we find so many lies revolving around this so-called, and it's not so-called, it is a special relationship between the United States and Israel. And the only reason why we have this special relationship is because Israel has such a powerful lobby in this country, number one, and number two, because there is this constant threat, implicit and not so implicit, from the state of Israel that, well, we have a nuclear bomb, and if you don't behave yourselves, we'll use the bomb.
Well, and ironically, and this story, I just got this Times Online, Israel to brief George Bush on options for Iran strike.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
It was admitted in this story, and let me see if I can drop down to it. Oh, here it is. Israeli security officials believe the only way to prevent uranium enrichment to military grade is to destroy the Iranian installations. Many Israelis are eager to know whether America would give their country the green light to attack, as it did last September when Israel struck a mysterious nuclear site in Syria. That was with George Bush's blessing.
John, that's very interesting, because this harkens back to exactly what I was talking about with Harry on his program down there in Nashville our affiliate program. The U.S. Army War College. Now, this is the U.S. Army War College. This is not Mike Piper's opinion. You know, this is not this evil Mike Piper who's written this terrible book criticizing Israel's nuclear program. Our U.S. Army War College, based in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, put out a report in 2006 talking about Iran's nuclear weapons program. And you know what our U.S. Army War College said? This is the best and the brightest of our military guys and gals. They said that Iran is going to get nuclear weapons whether we like it or not. What we have to contend with is the basic issue of nuclear escalation in the Middle East. And the best way to deal with that is to force Israel to sit down at the table, open up its nuclear weapons program to international inspection, and to turn its nuclear material over to a third party. Now, that's the U.S. Army War College. That's the best and the brightest of the U.S. Army saying this. So, do they know something we don't know? Is there somebody out there who's going to say that the U.S. Army War College is anti-American? Are they going to say the U.S. Army War College is controlled by the jihadists? There are people out there who will say that. In the Golem, I have another chapter which explains how people from the Israeli lobby in this country are claiming that the jihadists, the Islamic fascists, as they call them, have infiltrated the highest ranks of the Pentagon, the diplomatic corps, the CIA, the FBI, and the intelligence community. They want to have a witch hunt. They want a clean house. Anybody who doesn't go along with Israel's agenda, the Israeli lobby says, are traitors to America.
Yeah, and
so this is what we're dealing with, John. They take this stuff very seriously, and it scares me, because they got a lot of power in this country.
Well, and you have never shied away from going after the ADL, the American Defamation League. You've exposed these people. You talk about AIPAC, the lobby, which that's even a misnomer to call AIPAC a lobbying group here inside the United States. They basically run foreign policy as far as the Middle East goes. And I'm looking at this, Michael. And I see somebody like Ron Paul mention the fact that, you know, maybe we should cut off the funds to Israel. You know, they're getting $3 billion a year and have for I don't know how many decades.
That's another story in and of itself.
But the point is that nobody wants to talk about the 300 to 400 nuclear weapons of every imaginable delivery. I mean, Israel now even has subs, folks, that can deliver nuclear weapons. Now, the roadmap to peace in the Middle East is based on what? Our assessment of the Middle East, or what Israel wants to get rid of as they deem their enemies in the Middle East? Now, Ahmadinejad, hey, even if this guy did want to build a nuclear bomb for defense of his country, should he not be allowed to? Oh, gosh, we went down the wrong rabbit hole.
Looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Boy, I never rest. Last week during breaks, I was cleaning the bathrooms here. I just got pulled, Michael. I just got pulled in a personnel discussion about the network during the break. I don't even get a break when there's a break. That's okay. I'm not complaining.
Well, that's your problem. You're the boss. That's your own fault.
I know. I want to mention a list of books, sir, that you have written, and a lot of people have read these books. And good information. You're a good journalist. You're a good talk show host. You're a good lecturer, author, all of this stuff.
Well, I appreciate that, John, but you have me blushing here. I'm glad you can't see me, and it's not my blood pressure either.
But that's the nice thing, Michael, about radio. It's television without pictures. And I know you're probably sitting at home right now in your underwear because you're getting ready to go out somewhere.
No, actually, I'm at the American Free Press office right now, believe it or not. Yeah.
You wrote the New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America. Very, very good book, just on some of the subject matter we discussed so far in the show. The High Priest of War, The Secret History of How the Neoconservative Trotskyites Came into Power, Orchestrated the War in Iraq, as the first step in their drive for global empire. Great book. Another book you wrote, Dirty Secrets, Crime, Conspiracy, and Cover-Up in the 20th Century. That's fascinating reading. Final Judgment, And this is a book that for folks out there that are interested in how we make presidents go away in this country, this is an outstanding book. The Judas Goats. I think that's the one that preceded the Golem, correct?
Right. That's the last one. Yeah.
Yeah. Great book again. That one's 376 pages long. This book that you came out with, the Golem, this deals with the arsenal of atomic weapons of mass destruction, and in the hands of people that don't play well in the sandbox with others.
That's that's a really good and concise and down-to-earth way of describing the situation.
And we've got, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing the stories today. Michael, did you see this one the Iran Republican Guard, I think it was, Iranian ships that were, well, they were going to fire on U.S. ships over there.
I saw, okay, you know what? Since you and I last talked, which was just so brief, and then, of course, I was on Harry's program, I was flipping across the Internet to send Harry an email, and I saw a brief little notation about this. Again, this is one of these things, John, that it could escalate into a shooting war between the United States and Iran, or between Israel and Iran. And then, of course, President Bush has pledged that if Israel is ever attacked, the United States will come to Israel's defense. Well, that also includes if Israel decides to attack Iran. So, I mean, you know, they got us coming and going here.
Well, and the story that's out, and the BBC put this one out, Iran boats threatened U.S. ships. Five Iranian speedboats harassed three U.S. Navy ships at a weekend, approaching them and radioing a threat to blow them up. Now, this happened in the Strait of, supposedly, and I'm going back to the Gulf of Tonkin. This was keeps rattling through my brain here. In the Straits of Hormuz, the major oil shipping route, U.S. said their ships were about to open fire when the Iranian boats withdrew. Here's my question. Whose waters are they in over there? Okay. And if
I never thought about that.
Yeah. If we got some Iranians out there playing around in speedboats, folks, the last thing, and you've met and talked with Ahmadinejad, you know what's going on with the politicos about wanting to blow up Iran for the sake of our Israeli neighbors there. Ahmadinejad does not want to provoke action by the United States against him and his country because he knows one thing and one thing for sure. They would be crushed. Now, you can listen to some of the speeches, and every head of state has to do this, that if attacked, you know, we're going to put up the good front. Well, that's kind of what Saddam Hussein said as well.
Yes, exactly.
And that didn't work out too well. But, you know, what do you expect these people to say? But I do not see intentional harassment or firing on U.S. ships. This would be the death knell for Iran.
Yeah, Iran does not want to be attacked by the United States. But what's even more important, you know, John, and you and I know this, and most of the regular listeners to RBN know this, but, you know, unfortunately the average American doesn't know this, and we often have to step back and put ourselves in the shoes of our fellow Americans. The average American doesn't realize that the Iranians are not sitting around trying to figure out ways to send nuclear missiles into New York and Philadelphia and Palm Beach. You know, the average American thinks that the Iranians are really sitting around trying to figure out ways to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, see, and that's the whole thing. You know, we can look at things rationally and with reason, but, you know, the American people have been so propagandized and indoctrinated and constantly bombarded by the corrupt mass broadcast media in America. And thank God for RBN providing an alternative on the airwaves, you know, that the average person just doesn't realize the bigger picture. But, you know, John, what really kind of rattled me when I saw that little headline, and then you brought it up here in the program, is that some months ago, now, I hadn't seen the original article, but I saw an article by Arno de Borgrov talking about the original article.
All right, I'll tell you what, Mike, let's pick that up after the bottom of the hour break here. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to order a copy of Michael's latest book, The Golem. Here's the toll-free, 888-699-6397. We'll repeat that again when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Gosh, they did it again, Michael. Now I was in a discussion about redesigning to make the website more efficient. They just never leave me alone.
Yeah, you tell them they have to wait till the weekend to talk about that.
The issue here, I'm sorry, we got cut off before the break. You were making a point?
Well, yeah, very simple. You know, we were talking about this this possibility of some sort of shooting erupting as a consequence of this interplay, so to speak, between U.S. and Iranian vessels in the Straits of Hormuz. We know some months ago, Philip Giraldi, and people can find this on the Internet. His name is G-I-R-A-L-D-I. He wrote a piece, something along the lines of what World War III may look like. And as I recall, the scenario that he discussed about the possibility of an eruption of a war with Iran was exactly based, you know, and this guy's an ex-CIA analyst, if I'm not mistaken, certainly some sort of intelligence analyst. He said that this is how a shooting war with Iran could erupt, through some relatively minor incident involving involving Iranian and American naval vessels. So, you know, I'm hearing that this is happening. I'm saying, oh my God, is this the opening? Is this the opening gun of World War III?
Well, and we've got historical precedents for this, Michael. Remember how LBJ got the thing cranked up for Vietnam?
With the Gulf of Tonkin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that as I recall, the original public perception was is that the Viet Cong, the Viet Communists, had fired on an American vessel in the Gulf of Tonkin, and in fact, that the actual scenario of what took place, you know, was not anything close to reality.
But it was used for a political purpose.
Exactly.
And what is the extension of politics? War.
Well.
and Michael, since I have you on this program, there are people out there that still misunderstand, and I have stayed off of the Anti-Defamation League's radar scope. I have been critical of their organization. I have been critical of their partners, Southern Poverty Law et al. I have been critical in so many ways of the Zionist organization, but yet they will not print one word of me. If you go back into their archives back into the 90s, they got some things to say about me, but that's it. I'm the only really the only talk show host out there that has been hammering this and been on air continuously for all of these years. Against Zionism. For the record,
that's true. You know, that's true, John. Now that I think about that, yeah, that is exactly correct. Yeah, that's exactly correct.
And I have not been accused of being anti-Semitic, and you would think that the ADL would take the opportunity to smack down this little talk show host that owns this little ragtag network, and they would have done with it. The reason they don't do this is because I have the glasses on. Just call me Rowdy Piper. I've got the glasses on. I can see they're not going to give this guy one bit of airtime or print space, because then people would be coming to us to check us out to see how we are being anti-Semitic. We are not. Michael, have you been accused of being anti-Semitic before in your past?
Many, 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 many times.
Geez, shock of all shocks.
Well, you know the funny thing about that. You know, the funny thing about that is that, you know, I have reached a point where it's been said so many times that it really doesn't bother me, because I know that I treat every human being that I come across equally until they cross me or do something dirty to me.
Right.
You know, and I don't look at a person's religion, you know. I don't, you know, it isn't relevant to me until it becomes a political thing. And as far as the whole issue of Israel is concerned, this issue of Israel, the bottom line of it is that some of the biggest critics of the state of Israel itself happen to be Jewish, not even necessarily religious Jews. There are religious Jews who are critics of the state of Israel. There are non-religious Jews who are critics of the state of Israel. And there are actually probably far more definitive, quote-unquote, Zionists on the face of the planet who are Christians than there are Jews. I mean, and you know, a lot of people, it's kind of interesting, John, a lot of people use the term Zionist and Jew interchangeably. In fact, those terms are not interchangeable. It's funny, a lot of people use the term Zionist because they think it's a softer way of saying Jews. And they will criticize Jews who are not Zionists for things that they don't like about the Jewish religion when they're and misuse the term Zionist, which has a very specific political meaning. So there's so much misunderstanding about these terms and these issues that are out there. You know, as far as the ADL is concerned, they have lost a lot of credibility with a lot of people over the years. And what's interesting about the ADL is that for years, people thought that they were only watching, quote-unquote, right-wing extremists. When they finally cracked into the ADL's files a few years ago out in San Francisco, they found that the ADL was spying on the NAACP. They were spying on Martin Luther King. They were spying on a lot of people, because the ADL is basically a power-hungry, they're control freaks who have a desire to dominate political discourse in this country. They also have a left-leaning political agenda above and beyond their basic pro-Israel agenda, and they want to decide who can discuss what about anything when they want to discuss it. So the ADL they still have a lot of power, but their credibility continues to decrease as more and more people in this country are getting fed up with people trying to police our thought and our speech, and they see who is in the forefront of it, and it is a group, beyond any question, known as the ADL. The ADL, in fact, John, and I'll wrap this up here, the ADL was one of the primary groups behind the scenes working to advance the introduction and adoption of the Patriot Act, and they were even giving instructions as to how it should be written, as to define which groups should be, you know, monitored and so forth. So good libertarian-minded people out there in the real world know that the ADL has been a poisonous influence. And you know the reason? You know, they're not going to mention RBN because they don't want people to hear about RBN.
That's right.
They don't want people to tune into this network. They want people to continue to listen to the garbage coming out of Fox News and the garbage coming out of ABC and CBS and NBC and all this controlled media that we have out there, which made it necessary for the birth of RBN. It's that simple, John.
Well, was it Barnum and Bailey that they came up with a thing that says, hey, you know, you can talk bad about me, you can talk good about me, but just keep talking about me.
Yeah, exactly.
good, bad, or indifferent, you know, press is press. It's rather interesting because you're aware, and you met this guy, and I was the first guy to put him on the air. It was the Jewish rabbi out of New York.
Oh, yeah, Rabbi Weiss. I met him. I mean, I've seen Rabbi Weiss in Washington, D.C. I've seen Rabbi Weiss in Los Angeles, California, and I've seen him in Tehran, the capital of Iran. He and I rode in a bus together in Iran, as a matter of fact.
Now, here's a guy that he's got his NKUSA. Go up and take a look at it, nkusa.org. I was able to get this on Haaretz Online, the big Israeli online news service over there. They were touting the anniversary of Israel and Ben-Gurion and Netanyahu and all these guys. And I'm looking at this, and they're asking for a vote on who is the greatest Israeli citizen. I'm looking at the list, and by all criteria, every one of them, right down the line, would fit the description of a terrorist. Now, I looked at this, and so I emailed Haaretz, and I asked them. I simply put in the email. I said, you know, there's something askew here. I have interviewed Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss of NKUSA.org. Immediately they were putting the post up. It wasn't 10, 15 minutes. Well, I waited, and it wasn't posted. I sent the second email to them, and then they posted it to bring to the attention of the people that read this online magazine or news service, however you want to describe it. I put in there simply this: these are not self-hating Jews. Boom. It went up immediately. And everybody became aware, at least the readers to Haaretz, who NKUSA was. There has to be the distinction made between the Zionist political movement versus Jews. And if you talk about one, well, then you're bashing the whole group. You're just anti-Semitic. And you said it earlier, Michael. When Jews, and we can lift their statements, we can reprint them, we can interview them, we can do a lot of different things. But when it comes down to the point of assessment of this, well, these are just self-hating Jews. Well, wait a minute here. They're not self-hating Jews.
You know, it's funny. In my short but sordid career, I have known, well, I've certainly not real well, Rabbi Weiss. I've certainly met him several times, as I say, in several very diverse places. But Mark Lane, who was a longtime attorney for Liberty Lobby, very, very vehemently anti-Zionist. I continue to be amazed at the number of people who claim that he's a Zionist. Mark Lane is very anti-Zionist. Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, I knew very, very well. Dr. Lilienthal is still alive. He's very old and he's very infirm, but I understand still very much alert, although he can't see that well anymore. Dr. Lilienthal was, back in 1948, he wrote an article for Reader's Digest, "Israel's Flag is Not Mine." I had the pleasure of meeting Rabbi Elmer Berger years ago, just very, very briefly, but I've known a lot of people who knew Rabbi Berger. I knew Chuck Fishbein and worked very closely with Chuck Fishbein, former executive director of the Jewish National Fund. Chuck was anything but a self-hating Jew, but he was very much a critic of Israel, and that's the point I'm making about all of these people. I have had the pleasure and honor of including as working colleagues and personal friends some of the most eminent anti-Zionist Jews operating not only here in the United States, but on the face of this planet. And I can tell you, none of them hated themselves or hated Jews or hated anybody, really, when it comes right down to it. Dr. Lilienthal wore a ring, beautiful ring. I like rings, so I noticed Dr. Lilienthal's ring and asked him about it. It's a ring that had the word peace in Arabic on it. These people are not haters. These people are lovers.
Michael, I was asked the question one time, well, what do you propose for Israel? And I said, why are you asking me this? If you want my advice of what tact Israel should take in the future, my answer was pretty simple and pretty succinct. I said, what Israel needs to do is make friends with their neighbors, do business with their friends, or actually they're their enemies now on the roadmap to peace. Basically, we need moderate Islamic governments over there, or basically step and fetchins for the U.S. and Israel. This is really the coded message that you're given, but they'll never say this. But the question was asked, well, what are you going to do with the 3 or 4 million Jews? Some say that it's up to 6 million in Israel right now. I said, it's pretty simple. You take the Israeli offensive forces, which they call the Israeli defensive forces. There's always border incursions. Now, it's not people coming into their country. It's them going outside of the country, Palestine, which they say, and they'll give a speech about, oh, yes, we want peace in the Middle East. Yes, we're going to have a new conflab here about how to bring peace. Well, you know how you bring peace is you walk out of Palestine and you give that land back to the Palestinians and get your butt out of there. The next thing that you have to do is dump your Zionist-laden government over there that doesn't want peace, that wants to create a World War III over there, and you start making friends with these people over the Middle East.
You know, I've always, this is a difficult question. I personally believe in a solution that I've heard Mark Lane and others endorsing. Ralph Schoenman was a signatory to one of this again, and he's a very prominent American Jewish critic of Israel. I tend to believe, you know, if I were able to enforce a decision, I would make Palestine a democratic state. That is, I would open up that part of the world and let everybody who lives there vote to adopt a new government. Well, now, a lot of supporters of Israel in this country would scream and shout and say, well, that takes away the Jewish character of Israel. Well, I'm here to tell you, so be it. If I were able to dictate a solution, that's a solution I would dictate, that everybody, Arab and Jew alike, Christian, Muslim and Jew alike, could have a vote. One man, one vote. We say that here in the United States. That's the refrain of liberal democracy here in the United States. But for some reason, in Israel, in Palestine today, that one man, one vote is not considered appropriate because it would, quote-unquote, ruin the Jewish character of Israel. Well, you know, there has to be a solution. And that is a peaceful solution. It's a solution that that is in accord with what we are told is the best of our voting system. So why not? Why is the rest of the world obligated to have fair and honest elections, so-called?
Yeah.
But you can't have them in Palestine.
Well, and here's the problem. I mean, I'm looking at Haaretz.com right now, and here's a statement by George W. Bush. We would defend Israel against Iran. What threat is Iran to Israel? The answer to that question, folks, is zero. Zip, nada. Ahmadinejad did not say that he wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the map. After the Spinmeisters got done with his statement, what he had actually said is Zionism should be wiped off the face of the earth, not the Jewish state of Israel or what it's proclaimed to be. And Michael, I probably raised the ire of a few people by saying this, and especially the people that thought George W. Bush was a God-fearing conservative Republican. I said I'd much rather have Ahmadinejad as president of this country than George W. Bush.
Well, you know, John, and I understand. I mean, even if I had not met the man and not seen him in several venues, I understand what you mean by that. And you know what? I've said that same thing personally to many people, and I think I may have even said it on my show one time. But I tell you what, I've heard a lot of people say that, and they're expressing something which is not unpatriotic. They're expressing something which is heartfelt because people realize that George W. Bush, there's something wrong upstairs. Upstairs and downstairs alike.
We'll take the break here, finish up the National Intel Report on this seventh day of, can't believe I'm saying this, the seventh day of January, 2008. Michael, the time is passing. Are we having fun yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
by the way, Michael, here's a little scoop for you. A listener in Pennsylvania says the Pennsylvania National Guard is sending Striker Brigade, and I guess that's the computerized mobile armor vehicles that they have. They're sending them to Israel this September from Fort Indian Town Gap, Pennsylvania.
That's right, right smack in the center of Pennsylvania.
Yep. Now, I know George Bush would really like to strike up the war band before he leaves office this January. That would be this month, wouldn't it?
We yeah. couldn't be so lucky.
I know. In December of this year, I mean, the clock is ticking here. We know that George wants his war. He wants to include Syria and specifically Iran. And that, ladies and gentlemen, cannot happen because, you know, I've seen all the rhetoric here about our involvement in Afghanistan, in Iraq. I've watched the Russians ship fissionable material. They sold them a lot of the stuff to build nuclear reactors there. France, 80% of their power in France is generated by nuclear power plants. I am so tired of this. I'm so sick and tired of the Israeli question here. What they need to do is what we have stated in this program. They need to get the hell out of Palestine. Their nuclear weapons, I would like to see the inspections, as you have stated. If I was an Arab or an Islamic person over in the Middle East, and I knew that somebody was constantly making banging the war drum over there, that had 300 to 400 nuclear weapons of every imaginable delivery device, that is getting over $3 billion a year plus many governmental contracts, ladies and gentlemen, in Israel, I would be sweating this too. And if we want real peace and a real accord in the Middle East, we're always talking about the Islamic jihadist out there and that they hate America and they're going to do everything they can to destroy us. Take a look at who we're playing patty cake with. The very destabilizing factor that is in and operating in the Middle East right now and has been since 1947. Let's take a serious look at this, and if we want peace, then let's get on with the peace.
Well, you know, John, I agree with everything you said, except I don't disagree with anything you said, but I'd like to add one little point to it, and it's something we all of us, tend to forget about when we're discussing the Middle East situation. You know, a lot of those Arabs in the Middle East are Christians. And in fact, many of the Palestinians are Christians. And those Palestinian Christians, are among the most outspoken and articulate critics of Israel that there are in the face of the planet today. That's our fellow Christians over there, for those of you who are Christians out there listening. They aren't Islamic jihadists. They aren't enemies of Jesus Christ. These are Christians, Arab Christians, whose families have been Christians for thousands of years. They need to be remembered, too, in the whole equation.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. Folks, the book is out, The Golem, A World Held Hostage, The Case for Dismantling Our Planet's Most Dangerous Arsenal of Atomic Weapons of Mass Destruction, Israel's Nuclear Hell Bomb, and the Road to Global Armageddon. It is out now. You can get yourself a copy of this by dialing 888-699-6397. And, Michael, your program comes up, what, in 2 hours?
2 hours, yeah. I'm gonna head in the direction of my house and get some things out of the way, and then it's going to be Mike Piper live again.
All right.
For better or for worse.
Michael, I appreciate you joining me
John,
on the program.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot, John. We always have fun.
All righty, sir.
All right, you'll have to be a guest on my show sometime for all those people that aren't around in the daytime listening to be able to listen to you, let's put it that way.
All right, real good. We'll
all right,
do it.
See you later, John.
Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Remember, it's Bob Chapman Day back on a regular schedule tomorrow. Join us then.